Okay, we're continuing on Yud Beis Amud Beis and Ksubas. So, the Mishnah has the case of he's no Seinisha and there's no Basulim. And she says, Misha Sasani Nanasti Vinistav Chasadeo. Okay, she gives a Bori claim that she was raped after the marriage, and he says no, it was before the marriage. And his, of course, by its very nature, is a Shema claim, and he's making a claim that the whole thing's a Mekachtaz. So you have a Machlokas, who's Nemenis. So the Gemara starts off with quoting the case from Dine Mominus. Itmar, Monali Biadecha, Valo Omer Eni Odea, Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Amri Chayev, Rav Nachman, Rebbe Yochanan, Amri Potter. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayev, Bori Veshema, Bori Yadav. Rav Nachman, Rebbe Yochanan, Amri Potter, Uki Mamona, Becheskus Mare. So we left last week, we didn't define how would you learn that machlokas itself? Then it's another question whether these cases are parallel, as we mentioned last week. But at this point, the Gemara thinks they're parallel. In fact, there's going to be another, right? Abaye is going to further support such a view like that. So what's the machlokas itself in the case of the halva? So I was thinking of, I had two approaches. And we'll have to see if further facts, fit into these approaches. So, one possibility is that, right, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan say Potter, because Uki Mamona Becheskes More. So, perhaps that is the pivotal point in the Machlokas. Meaning, how do I look at the Cheskes More Kama? How do I look at this idea of Uki Mamona Becheskes More? Do I say that simply that's like a primary piece of evidence? Meaning that's the reality. That the Mamon is in this person's hand. And we make the assumption that makes the world go round that when you're the muchzak, it's yours. Without any other evidence, that's it. Or another possibility is that Uki Mamona Becheskes More is not is not the reality, but that's the decision of Beis Din. That's what we call a hachra. It's hachra's Beis Din. See, if it's halacha in hachra, so if it's halach and hachra, so then that's the position of Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, because what they're saying is that since it's a hachra, So Beis Din, when you come to Beis Din, so the Tainas create the case. In other words, that's when Beis Din has to react. That's when they write the whole system, the Chal Hashem Beis Din, and their procedures come into effect. So he's being Tohen Bari. And he's being Tohen Shema. So the Bari is the better claim. The Bari is the better claim. So therefore, the Chazakah, if it's part of the Hachra of Beis Din, so the Bari claim is superior. But if I say that the Uki Mamore Becheskes Mare is primary, it's the Metzias, so then the Tainos can't supersede that. Then you need some other kind of evidence beyond the Taina to uproot it. You'd have to show that you have to bring evidence that would explain why the object is in his hands. But short of that, you would lose the case. But if I say the other way, that the reality starts with the Tainos. I mean the reality of Beis Din, that is. I don't mean the primary yet. I don't mean the antecedent. And no, precedent reality. But if the reality is the Tainos, that's what it really engages Beis Din. And when all evidence is equal, when all claims are equal, Beis Din then says, Uki Mamona Becheskes Mare. In other words, that's a psak. That's their psak. So then but if the claim are Bari and Shema, Bari Adif. But if that's where you say Yechayev. That's if you say that the Reuki Mamona is part of the Psak and Birur and Achra of Beis Din. But if I say the other way, that no, that Cheskas Marakama is simply a fact, it's a reality. So Beis Din can't upend the reality without evidence to the contrary. So then I'll say he's Potter. So it's a question how you, one possibility is, it's a question how do you view Uki Mamona Becheskes Mare? Do you see that as a primary piece of, that's primary, it's a reality coming into Beis Din? That's it. It's a fact. Or do I say no? That is the hachra. That's a hachra of Beis Din. That all things being equal, that is how Beis Din will be machria. But they first have to look at the essence of the case, which is the Tainos. That's what engaged them. And the Tainos, Bari, is superior to Shema. That's one way. No, because if I say that the only, that, that there is no primary reality before they get to Beis Din, so now the whole case is the tinus. The tinus is the essence. That's the evidence given to Beis Din. That's what engages Beis Din. That's what Beis Din has to paskin on the tinus. So if both sides say, bari u bari, so then the tinus are equal. So now Beis Din is machria, is it gives a psak din, we're going to leave the money where it is. That's a hachra. Uki mamona b'cheskas mari is a psak of Beis Din. It's a decision of Beis Din. But what they're first evaluating is the essence of the case, of the tinus. That's what was presented. Nobody presented anything beyond the tinus. And he said Bari, and he said Shema. Bari is superior. If they both say Bari, then they have to make a decision within the world of Bari and Bari. But here he said Bari, and he said Shema. Bari Adif. And then they paskin, right? So then they'll have to paskin the bari. Or maybe we don't want to touch the Cheskas Morikama. And the machlokas over here is different. The question is, I guess to put it simply, the question is Shema a taina? Is Shema itself a taina? Meaning, according to the ones who say Chayev, Shema is not a taina. Why? Because Shema does not contradict the other taina. So it lacks in being a counterclaim. I said these are the events, and you say maybe it is or maybe it isn't. Because that's really what you're saying. I mean, I know you say it very emphatically, well, maybe it was the other way. But logically, what you're saying is that it is possible that what I'm saying is correct. You can't deny it. So that lacks in a taina. And since it lacks in a taina, Beis Din has no choice but to paskin according to the Bari. The other side says no. That Shema itself is a taina, has a shame taina. Why? Because a taina does not mean that I deny your taina. But to be a shame taina, it simply has to be a claim that is not contradicted by the facts of the case. That's enough to give it a shame taina. As long as I forward a claim of Beis Din that reality doesn't contradict, the Metzius doesn't contradict, that has a shame taina. So if Shema has a Shem Taina, so then Uki Mamona Becheskas Mare, meaning he was a Toein in Bezdin, and therefore, since he's a Toein, the Chazaka is in his favor. But of course, if I say it's not a Taina, then all the Chazakas in the world aren't going to help you, because Bezdin engages Tainas. Or Tainas engage Bezdin, I should say. If you learn that way, you know, there's a, what should I say, an appeal to learning that way, because it's a much less broad machlokas. The question is whether in Shema you're not being machish what he's saying. There's no hachasha. It's not a denial of his claim. You're not contradicting his claim. And in Shema, you're admitting he might be right. So that lacks in being a Taina. On the other hand, you could argue, but he is presenting a different story about reality. So the question is that a Taina? In other words, I'm saying in the second way, everyone's moda, uki mamona becheskas mare, in the plain meaning. But Bezdin can only go that way if they have a Taina that they could proceed with. I don't care. It could be like, for instance, you could say very simply that Uki Mamona Becheses Mare is a primary, it's Metzias. It's a reality, perhaps. I don't care. You could say it that way. But what do I care? The point is, Bezdin doesn't go around determining reality. They don't walk the streets. They deal with a case. A case has to be brought to them. They need litigants. They need a Toein and a Nitan. And if his very Taina doesn't meet the criteria, so that's it. That's the end of him. All the Chazakas in the world are not going to help him. Yeah, this is a case, I mean, you know, even where, you know, it's very, of course, it's a very fine line there by Hilchus Dayanim. You know, when a dayan could be towing, like, you know, help the baledinim out. That's a very, very, what should I say? The dayanim have to be very, very careful there. But over here, they can't. They can't be towing bishvilo because, in fact, the inherent facts, they don't know. When was she raped? Was it before the Nisua Kedushin or after that? They don't know. So they can't be. They can't help him out. Even the very claim is a Shema. So therefore, it doesn't get past go. You can't elicit the Uki Mamona Becheskas Mare. So at this point, let's just skip down. The Gemara first want to say all these machlokas and line up right the same way. Correct? It's the same facts as the same facts as Monali Biyadecha. Right? Because she's claiming Ksuba Masayim. And he's saying no. But he's saying no, of course, as a Shema. Any day, I'm saying maybe Ad Shelo Esnani. How do I know? Okay, so the Gemara says, so I'm skipping down. Lema Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuna, Kidamri, Kerab Gamliel. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Damri, Kerab Yeshua. Right, we'll say the Machlokas Samarayim by the Mana Libiadecha lines up exactly like we've been saying with the Machlokas Tanayim in our Mishnah. But then the Gemara says, Omar Lach, Rav Nachman, Ana da Amri Afilu Kareb Gamliel. Now, we could hold like Rav Gamliel over here by this case in our Mishnah. And still hold over there that Potter. Right? That the guy who's holding the money, the big guy being claimed against, is Potter. But over here, the Baal would be Chayev, is still an Iksuba of Masayim. Correct? Yeah. Ad kan lo kamar regam liel hasam ela deika migo. Aval hacha my migo ika. That the reason why Rebbe Gamliel held over there that the Isha is Nemenes because she has a Migo, but over here the guy making the claim has no Migo. Okay? Now this brings us to a machlokas rishonim, if I understand this whole area correctly. Boy, what an area. Rashi takes it very seriously, meaning it's a real migo. Okay? What does Rashi say? Ella the ikamigo, kigon me she'er sasoni nenasti, ukigon he omeris mukaseitzani damrin amigo, di'i boya taina maliyasa mehach, kigon gavi me she'er sasoni nenasti, havi taina mukaseitzani taina maliyasa. As if she would have said mukaseitz. Right, that I lost my basulim, not through bia. So that, relative to the taina of Meshar Sasani Nenasti, that is a superior taina. The lo pasla nafsha mekahuna. Right, because she's saying she was an anusa after marriage. And unfortunately, that makes her puzzle to a kohen. Right? The low pasadasha mikuna ka'omra nen nasti mesha sasani v'kam mifsla nasha de eishas yisrael shenensa asura l'kohen. Shmamina akushta ka'omra. So we see from this, she's telling the truth. She selected a taina that was inferior insofar as her life. She could have said a better taina. She could have claimed Mukas Eitzani. And therefore would have been, he would be still chayev in Masayim. And she wouldn't be puzzled to the kahuna, to a kohen. Okay? And I'm just skipping to the next Rashi. Aval hacha gabe haitoveya my migo ika de lehemne. What migo could he afford? There's no migo that would cause him to be believed. Hilka chuki mamona becheskos mare. So Rashi learns it's a real amigo and gives her the nemonis of the amigo. That's how Rashi learns the case, right? That's how Rashi learns. But other Rishonim don't learn that way. Correct? Other Rishonim... Other Rishonim don't learn that way. I mean, the first one who doesn't learn that way is... I'm trying to think how to present this. One second. In other words, so the Gemara is saying that that according to Rabbi Gamliel, that even Rabbi... it doesn't line up, the two cases. But the reason why Rabbi Gamliel says she's nemenis here is because there's a migo, as opposed to the case of the halva. And what does Rabbi Yoshua say? Rabbi Yoshua, it seems, is not so impressed by this migo. Correct? So Tosfos on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, I mean, he's going on two Mishnahs later, but it's, you know, just get to the Vim Tomar. Vaha Rebbe Yoshua, the Tosas Ravasi Omar Nivola. All right, we don't have to worry about the case itself, okay? But just get to where he talks about our case. Vim Tomar, Vaha Rebbe Yoshua, Lesley Migo, Gabi Mesher Sasani, Ne Nasti. Rebbe Yeshua doesn't have the Migo. V'yesh lomar dahasam lo havi migo gomor. Because over there it's not a migo gomor. Daha filo amra mukas eitz ani eina ne'emenes l'Rebbe Yoshua. Kidisnad b'masnisen. Because Rebbe Yoshua will tell you that what? Even if she says, if she actually claimed mukas eitz ani, it wouldn't help. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua in the next Mishnah says that where she says he omeris muketzaitzani, Rabbi Yeshua says lo mepiano chayim ala harei zu becheskas drusas ish et sh'ad shetavi ra'il dvareha. So muketzaitz doesn't help. Kidisnan b'masnisen. Velo kori le migo ela lefi shehi taina ma'ula b'yoser. And the only reason the Gemara calls it a migo is because it's a better taina. It's a better taina. But not because it's a real migo. Okay? And then the Rajba, the Rajba is over here, right here on Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Shita Mikubetas brings him down, but of course he's in the Chiddushi Rajba itself. And it's also, and I think Rabbi Kiva Eger footnotes it, that it's a Rajba in Kiddushin. So with the case in Kiddushin, all you have to know is like this: the case in Kiddushin is not a case of Dine Mominus with two litigants. But it's a question of whether or not the guy is chayav a carbon for Me'ila. And he's forwarding a claim that he was mazed in the case. And of course, mazed, you putta from a carbon. In other words, he wants to say at the end of the day, he wasn't shogig by Me'ila, he was mazed. In other words, that's his alternative presentation of the facts. Okay, we don't know what he really was. But he said, Mazed Hayisi. Okay? Or another possibility, he says, I forget about it. The other case has to do with a shliach, discardi. I remember before the shliach did it, and he's also pata from a carbon. All right? We don't have to get into all the details there. So Tosus wants to know, why is it that we believe him with his alternative explanation more than the other possibility that would be machayev him? So Tosus says, "V'tirtzu lo shehei neman b'kach, ela lomar shimbo lifter atzmo mikarbin, havale lomar taina krova yoser, shelo haya nira kemeshaker kol kach, kmo betainis lo haya belibi." So Tosus says it's not the pshat that he's a real neman, but that he's offering a taina that's more plausible. It's more plausible to us. It's a better taina than saying that he was a shogeg. Okay? So the Rashba says, V'yofet tirtzu, d'yesh lanu migo kazeh. We have a migo like this. Uka'osa sheshanino b'perakamad iksubis. Okay, so he quotes our case, Mishar Sasani Nanasti. Okay, Vamrinin Allah Bigamara Adkan Lo Kamarabigam Leel Hosam Ella Diika Migo Umefarish Labarish Peraka Isha Shinis Almana. Okay, that's the second Perak. Migo Di Boya Omra Mukas Eitz Ani Duloka Pasla Nasha Mikahuna. Vikaamra nenasti, the kapasla nasha mekohuna mehemna. So the migo is exactly like Rashi explained. It's based on a gemara in the second parak that she's because she wasn't she said something that makes her puzzle to the kohuna. Okay, so that's why she's believed. Vahasam lavla memra di amra mukaseitz ani tehe nemenes tvei. Dahi gufa plutzah the Rebbe Gamliel of Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua af b'mukas eitz lo mehemna. El amigo de mukas eitz hoysala taina yafa yoser velo amra. So she really wouldn't be believed any further if she would have said mukas eitz. But still, what? The taina of mukas eitz is a better taina. And she didn't say that. V'ka'amra taina she'ena yafala kol kach. Chazaka lo meshakra. So we assume she's not lying. De'ilo havale lemeimar ha'taina shu yafal eleha yoser. Umigo kazeh migahu. Umiyu dafka b'daleka hachasha. But we only say this where there's no baldin being machisha. Kihacha deleka hachasha, like in our case where there's no hachasha. Dilu amar mezid hayisi man machishle. Like our case of the carbon. There's no one being machish. There's no baldin. He's just, if he would have said mezid, it would have been believed. There's no one arguing. Vinami betoein niskarti, or if he said I remembered. All right. V'chein nami bahid anoses isha. Debari v'shemahu. And the same thing is true by the case in Ksubas, because there it's a bari and a shema. Dihi bari v'ihu shema. Umigo misayaya labari shala. Hilkach chashivle Rebbe Gamliel migo. Aval bebari bebari lo chashvita migo elataina shimton kachaya neman. V'zeu shecholak Rabbi Yeshua b'zev v'amar sh'ap b'bari v'shema ein omigo de'ein shor shachet l'fanecha. Okay. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what we need to straighten out here, I think first, is exactly what is it? What do they mean over here? There's something different about this migo. This Migo is not like other Migos. Right? Like the Rajba says, she really wouldn't be Meheman. Muka Seitz wouldn't be a better Taina. And yet, somehow it is a better Taina. And yeah, which is in line with what Tosa says in Ksubis, right? On Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. That Rabbi Yeshua is saying it's not really a real Migo. It's just Ma'ula Bioser. It's better. So the question is, what's going on here? I just want to straighten that. I want to give like a framework to that so we understand what's the issue here. You see, I think the issue boils down to, there's two types of Migo. There's two types of Migo, conceptually speaking. One kind of Migo is where I make I say a Taina claim, and I could have said a Taina that would actually win the case. I could have said another Taina that actually would have been, you know, a winning claim. Halachically speaking. But I didn't. That's one possibility. When you have that possibility, the way the halacha construes it is that when I come to Beis Din with the weaker claim, I say that since there's a Migo, I give the claim the veracity of the better claim. It's a din in the Taina itself. The Taina itself is of a is considered a Ne'eman Taina. Because I could have given the other claim. So it changes the nature of the claim I gave. That's one possibility. So I'm taking the qualities, the character of the claim I could have given, and I'm extracting those qualities. And I'm now putting those qualities on the claim I gave. That is the, I guess what you call, the standard case of Migo in the Torah. But over here, that's clearly not the case. That's clearly not the case. But what is happening here? Over here, she's giving a claim where she could have given a better claim insofar as her status. In other words, it's not a better claim insofar as the other Baal Din. It's simply a better claim insofar as she's concerned. Meaning, give me one second, hold on. That's right. In other words, over here, the Migo serves to give the Gavra the status of a truth teller. She's an Eina Meshaker. It's not a halacha in the Chefta Shel Taina. The Chefta Shel Taina does not have any enhanced character. But it renders her, it renders the Toein as being a certain believable Toein. That's the other way, that's this kind of amiga. And Rashi's of the opinion that has a full din miga. But the other Rishonim, in other words, according to Rashi, there's no difference between how you view one Migo from the other Migo. But the other Rishonim are not learning that way. They're learning it's a question of his of the Gavra's Nemanus. Which of course is a factor in Besdin. And right, and that's why, if I'm following this correctly, that's why it works, the Rashba says, only when there's no hachasha. Yeah, 1 second. You know, it's what the Rashba means is there's if there was two Bari claims and it was a real Migo, so then that would be the superior claim because he would give it then the full character of what could have been said. And that would have won the case. But over here, that's not the case at all. The Taina is not a better Taina. All you have is a more believable Toein. It's enhanced the status of the Toein. So that can only work in Bari and Shema. In Bari and Bari, it's not in any way saying he's not believable. All right, we need to really... David's right also, of course. You got to go back to the Gemara and understand Rav Nachman, whichever way you're learning. And understand how each one's learning the machlokas, Reb Gamliel, Reb Yeshua, and why there's a difference between the two cases when there's a migo and not a migo, and based on how we originally defined the question of Bari and Shema by Halva, you're right. We have to straighten that all out. But I do think, I know we still have lots of problems here, but. Still, I think the distinction is absolutely correct. That's what the Rashba and Tosfos, that's what they're saying, and that's why a lot of them aren't Goreis. By the way, like the Ritva, he says this is Girsa Rashi that he has a Migo here, because the Ritva says he openly says. By the way, if you look in the Ritva, he says Miu Lav Migo Hu Bekushta. It's not a real Migo, because it's not a Migo where the Chefta Shel Taina has the quality of a Taina that wins, that's a winning Taina. It's halach in the Gavra of the Toein. It's a different kind of, it's not a real Migo. That's what he means by Bakushta. That's how they're all learning. That's Tosis also. It gives him a certain Nemanus. So that's why it helps over there by the case of the Korban, whatever it is. I mean, the Gemara in the end rejects it, but for a different reason. But the point is, that's what it is. It's a din in the gavra of the towing. But it's not a lacha that you're now saying that the chefta shaltaina. So that distinction, I think, is correct. That's a basic distinction here. Two types of miga. Now the question is, do you accept this as a, like, really a din migo? Or is it just like equivocally a migo, but it does help in the Bezdin for them to be machriya the case? That's what I wanted to bring out. But you're right. What?
Doesn't Tosfos formulate it as Lafishi Kaina Ma'ula Vioser?
Yeah, but that's what he means. Meaning, he doesn't mean that it makes it a... he doesn't mean like the taina becomes a taina that now has a different status. He just means that that her claim is considered in a superior way because she's more believed. That's exactly why Rabbi Akiva Eger told you to look at the Rashba over there.